So, with just one day to go until the ban on political ads on television and radio, hooray, I hear you chorus, both sides are embarking on a last-minute ad blitz, including this offering from Labor.
Climate change. He denies it. He got dumped over it. He ignores it. He helps create it.
I'm not going to worry about anybody else. I couldn't give a stuff.
The chaos within the Liberal National Government is out of control. But it's nothing compared to the chaos of a Morrison-Palmer One Nation government.
That's Labor's pitch, one of the harder-hitting ads of this campaign so far. David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. David, hello there.
Morning, Fran.
It's been dubbed the climate change election, but the focus is very much back on economic issues right now. Your newspaper's reporting this morning that the government's first home loan deposit scheme, which I was just discussing there with Matthias Cormann, didn't go through cabinet, nor was it modelled. The minister didn't deny any of that. Is this looking increasingly like it was rushed out to try and shore up the youth vote?
It does look like the whole policy is really a work in progress, because it's got a stated cap, which Matthias Cormann just mentioned, of 10,000 applicants per year. Yesterday, Scott Morrison was asked about that and said, well, look, it could go beyond that. It's got a $500 million guarantee meant to cover those loans, but that might have to increase as well. It all depends on how many people they want to appeal to. There's a real question over the impact, but I think based on your interview with Matthias Cormann just then, he said it was... What did he say? It was developed by the economic team. So he's not saying it went through cabinet. My colleague Shane Wright is reporting today that it did not go through cabinet.
I think we can take it from that interview that it didn't go through cabinet.
That's right. And so we are looking at a situation where we've got a policy where we don't know some of the key factors. We don't know what the default rate is that they've assumed in this policy. We don't know what the caps would be for each region, because they would have to cap the number of applicants they get in those high property price markets like Sydney and Melbourne and the Gold Coast, region by region caps, even caps on the values, in order to limit the impact of this loan guarantee on the as a contingent liability in the budget. They would have to manage the caps fairly carefully.
I mean, it doesn't mean it's not a good idea or a popular idea or a helpful idea. It just means it's an idea that appears to have been rushed out because they don't have any modelling or real numbers to support it. And so this is a vacuum which allows stories to come out that suggests, you know, could put interest rates up by 1%, things like that.
Anything, like the impact may actually be quite minimal if they leave it at 10,000 a year. But it does keep the debate on negative gearing and tax, and that's where Scott Morrison keeps the debate this week, where he started the campaign on tax.
And David, what do you think of the Prime Minister calling on independents now at this point to say who they'd support in government came to that?
When we spoke to independents, some of the most high-profile independents in recent weeks, it's interesting the issues that they name as factors. Getting back to that climate change ad, climate change is one of the big issues for Karen Phelps, Zali Steggall, Julia Banks. And so none of them are indicating hard and fast now where they would fall. They say they want to decide on the issues once the parliament is formed after the election, if they succeed. But I think climate change will be an issue for them.
Well, Zali Steggall, for instance, she was asked this in one of the Sky debate, I think it was, with Tony Abbott, and she said, you know, she's an economic issue. She's more likely to support a coalition government, but she would want some guarantees around climate policies.
That's right. And I think that would actually then put the, you know, in this hypothetical scenario, it would put pressure on the coalition to decide what they are willing to offer the independents on climate change in order to hold government. Look, it's all hypothetical, but it does highlight the fact that I think it would be difficult for the coalition to win over some of those independents.
And just briefly, the campaign's turned ugly in a few seats in WA, the seat of Cohen, Labor's candidate, and Ali is being targeted with some appalling racist flyers that are handed out in Greg Hunt's seat of Flinders. Advance Australia, that's the Conservative lobby group, is handing out pamphlets against Julia Banks, who's running there as independent, saying, would you vote for a bully? It's based around a claim that Julia Banks has strongly denied. Greg Hunt said he wasn't aware of this brochure. But personal attacks, things are getting ugly.
It is getting ugly, and there's that arson incident up in Dawson with the Labor candidate up there. It's really, it's getting very willing at this stage of the campaign. I found it very interesting that the flyer issued against Julia Banks yesterday, which Greg Hunt said he did not know about, does not support personal attacks. It was put out by Advance Australia, a Queensland group, interestingly, a Queensland group that was letterboxing in a Melbourne seat or in the Mornington Peninsula. But they basically assert that that Julia Banks is a bully, and she's going to take legal action against that. They haven't said there were claims, right, which was what the newspaper story was about. It was quite a big assertion that they made.
Okay, David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Melbourne Age. It's 8 minutes to 8.